Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
News, notes, and nuggets. It's time for the Rutherford Report with our Blues insider, Jeremy Rutherford. Brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
BK, and we're happy to go to the 101 ESPN hotline to be joined by our friend and the Blues analyst for The Athletic. He's Jeremy Rutherford joining us here on the show. JR, we appreciate the time as always, man. How you doing today?
Anytime, boys. BK sent me a picture with Luca last night and said, can you join us? I said, how do I turn you down with this cute little kiddo?
I need to start sending you pictures of my kids, JR, and like ask for stuff. See? Or something. Like, hey, JR, here's a picture of my daughter on the trampoline. Now give me some scoops on the Blues head coach.
Yeah. I'll just send a selfie of myself to ask.
Alex, you put out your Venmo address the other day on the podcast and got a Venmo.
Dude, so quick story. So we were, I didn't ask for the Venmo. So we were joking around. I was talking about how the Blues season was successful on the Last Minute Blues podcast, which you should check out with me, JR, and Donnie.
It's really good. Donnie does a great job.
Whoa! Oh, JR, shots fired by this
JR's
guy.
JR's also really good.
But anyway, so I went on my spiel, and afterwards, JR was like, man, that was incredible. He's like, you should tell the Blues department to cut that and use that for their season ticket sales. And I said, no, just send me your season ticket down payment. And somebody sent me a dollar. And I sent it back to him.
I mean, at a dollar, you should have just accepted it.
I did actually accept it, but then I sent him a dollar from me.
Okay.
And I'm like, damn. So I did get money off of that. Way to go, Alex.
All
High
right,
five.
JR, let's get into this. So yesterday, the first head coach of this offseason was officially announced. Lindy Ruff making his return to Buffalo.
That's rough.
JR, the only thing that I ask of the Blues is that they're not going to make one of these retread hires. Tell me that that's not going to be the case.
I don't think so. Yeah, could you imagine that? And I'm trying to think of the equivalent. I've got a ton of respect for Ken Hitchcock, one of the greatest minds I've ever been around. But what do you think the reaction would be if they did say, your new Blues coach, Ken Hitchcock? So
I'd be on board with that. Just don't bring in Bruce Boudreau, please.
a little surprising with Lindy Ruff, but obviously Pegula, the owner there, let him go, and now they're going to bring him back and try to get that team going. So with the Blues, I don't think there's going to be a retread hire. Guys, listening to Doug Armstrong at that press conference last week, there were two notable things if you're thinking about Joel Quenneville being the next coach. He said that, we want a coach. We're not at that Stanley Cup caliber level yet where we're looking for a coach to come in and add 3-4% and get us over the hump to be Cup contenders. He said we need a guy who's going to be understanding of the young kids' mistakes, so on and so forth. You know, to me, that doesn't speak to Quenneville. And then secondly, he said, we expect to have a coach by the draft, if not sooner. And I don't think you can put a timeline on when Quenneville could be reinstated, if he is reinstated. So if you're thinking about Joel Quenneville, those are two things that pointed in a different direction. You know, the names I've heard in the past couple weeks, David Carl, we talked about him at the University of Denver, just 34 years old. But the one name that I kind of poo-pooed a week or two ago in an article saying don't get your hopes up, but I've heard differently in the past 10 to 14 days that, you know, who knows, it could be a possibility, is Jim Montgomery. And obviously he's in Boston. He's in that series 1-1, the Bruins and Toronto. I think he has 1 year left on his deal, but I do think that, his family is from here. They'd like to get back to St. Louis at some point. There is an opening potentially with the Blues head coaching vacancy if they don't stick with Drew Bannister. And obviously Montgomery is a guy who works well with the young kids and he's got a great relationship with the veterans. So I think that even if it's a small possibility, it's a possibility.
JR, is there precedent for that? You understand this league and kind of the ins and outs of it more maybe than we do even, but when you think about Jim Montgomery potentially leaving an organization like Boston that is in a winning window currently for a place like St. Louis that I think it's fair to say is not necessarily in that same window with a year left on his contract. Can you think of a precedent for such a move?
No, not off the top of my head. And you know, I don't want to put the necessarily slam the brakes on it, but if there's a year left and coaches' contracts are kept pretty secretive, and I've been trying to do some digging in the past day or two, but I think that, with Montgomery, I believe it was a 3-year deal when he went to Boston.
That's
and he's in year two.
Probably.
Yeah, how would he get out of that, JR?
Yeah, that's what they announced publicly. No, it wouldn't be a situation where he'd get out of it. I mean, they could hold him to the contract. You know, he could want to stay. Like, let's not, you know, I don't want to move this too far ahead where he wants to get out of Boston and wants to come to St. Louis next year. I mean, this could be a thing that happens a couple years down the road. And especially with the success they've had there in Boston, you know, if they win this playoff series against Toronto, continue to move forward. But one thing Doug Armstrong did say last week is I'd like to talk to coaches who are potentially in the playoffs right now. And there are a couple other ones when you look at Sheldon Keefe or Rod Brind'Amour with Toronto and Carolina. But the name that continues to stick out to me is Jim Montgomery, because I know Doug Armstrong would look at that as a perfect fit.
JR, what are your thoughts on Sheldon Keefe? Because I'll just give you my quick ones. I think he'd be an interesting one because he's had success at the junior level, at the American Hockey League level. Obviously, he's had success in Toronto, but he also got the best out of William Nylander, who was viewed as just an offensive forward, who is now an all-around player.
Yeah, and I don't know that you can completely connect him to the playoff failures in Toronto, even though he's been the head coach of that group for a long time now. You know, a lot of people look at the roster construction.
Goaltending is a problem.
Yeah, goaltending's been a huge issue. But paying three or four superstars big-time money and not necessarily having that grit around them to make the playoff run. So, you know, I think that Keefe could be a guy that you look at. I don't know that he'd be one, two, or three on my list if I'm Doug Armstrong.
We're talking to Jeremy Rutherford, Blues insider for The Athletic, joining us here on BK and Ferrario. Be sure to follow him on Twitter as well, at JP Rutherford. JR, you put out your report card this week for both the forwards and then today the defenseman, the head coach, and the GM as well, with Doug Armstrong getting in there. I do want to ask you about the Doug Armstrong report card grade that you gave for him so far, for the job that he did this season. You gave him a C- for this year. Tell us a little bit about why. Why did you go with the C- for Army?
Yeah, and I debated this long and hard. And, you know, when you're doing these report cards, there's a lot of guys that you're putting a lot of thought into. And certainly you have to do it with the general manager because you know it's going to get a lot of attention. Look, a couple years ago, I went A with Doug Armstrong. Last year, I went F, and I felt that the F was warranted. We all know what happened last year. With this year, as I sat down to think about, okay, what are the reasons why you would give him this grade, whether you decide to go with a D or go with a C. I just kept coming back to the fact, BK, that these long-term contracts that have put him in this situation were 2 and 3 years ago, and I've graded him on that already. And yes, you do have a situation with Kevin Hayes, you bring him in, it didn't work. But I think there were more positives than there were a negative with a Hayes-type contract. Look, he tried to trade Torrey Krug, and then you have a situation, Kapanen and Brandon didn't work out, but those were last year's deals. That's not this year. So when you look at this year, you had a team that was in a retool finish just a few points out of a playoff spot, and you have a prospect pool that's looking pretty good right now. I mean, we're talking about the Dvorskis and the Snuggeroods and so on and so forth. So, you know, I thought D+, but then I decided in the end to go with the C- because I think, you know, the work was average. You know, that's what you do with the C and the grading scale. And I think that there are some positives to look forward to. And bottom line, I can't continue to keep grading Doug Armstrong on some of these things we've been beaten to death for 2 or 3 years.
What would he need to do this offseason, JR, to move it above a C?
Well, I think, Alex, he's going to have to do a lot of work. And I think that you look at the possibilities, it's going to be tough. Like, you know, I have been critical of Doug Armstrong in the past, but you know, I've never covered an executive who's able to sometimes pull off what you think is the impossible. And it's not for the one thing Doug does is he turns over every single stone. So every player that we're talking about moving, every player that we're talking about potentially acquiring for the St. Louis Blues, I'm sure he's had a conversation about it. So, you know, do you look at second line center? You know, does Dvorsky come in and handle that? Is that asking too much of a 19-year-old? You know, I think that's a problem that they need to address. And then I think the defense. And, you know, I gave Colton Parayko an A+. I gave Nick Leddy an A. I thought they were outstanding this year. They played the most 5-on-5 minutes of any pair in the entire league. But Doug Armstrong, to get that grade higher than a C next year, Alex, I think he's going to have to address that middle pair with with Krug and Falk, who I gave both of those guys a D-.
JR, final one for me, and this actually just came out from Daily Faceoff. It looks like USA Hockey is going to bring back the coaching staff that they had last year for this upcoming World Juniors, which means David Carl is going to be their head coach. Do you think that takes him out of the Blues head coach conversation, because Carl would be coaching the World Juniors the same time that hockey would be being played?
Well, I suppose, and I didn't see that headline yet.
It just popped up right now.
Yeah, and perhaps, you know, Doug Armstrong knows this already. Maybe David Carl has already told him, I've got a great situation here in Denver. So, yeah, if you're coaching World Juniors, that'd definitely be tough to be coaching an NHL team at that time. You know, I think what Doug Armstrong said, he said that the list is really thin, and Drew Bannister's on that list. We did ask him, does the coach need to have NHL experience? He said no. That leads you to believe that a college coach could be in that mix. And then I'll go back to Jim Montgomery. I think Doug Armstrong would be head over heels if, for whatever reason, Jim Montgomery, even if he has a year left on his contract, it's not this year, maybe it's the year after, if he could somehow bring Monty back to St. Louis.
Monty comes here. Berube goes to Boston.
Kachuk to St. Louis with Chychrun.
That'd be great.
What an offseason.
Frederick comes back here to St. Louis and Pat Maroon deal with Montgomery.
Pat Maroon, too. He's in Boston right now. Yeah. Bring Pasternak. Bring Pasternak. Yeah. You know, just bring the Boston Bruins with you.
Do you have Marchand?
No, he stays there. We got neighbors. Okay. Neighbors is better.
It's just amazing how much these guys move around. I mean, who would have thought Krug in St. Louis during that series and now Monty in Boston and Maroon in Boston and all the movable parts here in the past couple of years. It's been pretty fun to watch.
Hey, JR, appreciate the time as always, man. We'll certainly be following all of your great work over at The Athletic. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good, boys. Thanks.